Mavin Emrys remains a huge doubt for the weekend. Obviously, coming off in the game as he did at Aston Villa, as we know, we have the long term injuries. Obviously, Tommy Hoban, Elliot Ward, Adam Henley, such forth. Hope Akpan suspended for this week. He's picked up 5 bookings. And Gordon Greer and Danny Guthrie will also be. There'll be late shouts in respect of the fit for the game. Took a little knocks. Gordon was away with international and tweaked a little bit of his leg. He had a similar problem at Brighton last year, so we're just ascertaining the severity of it. Saturday might come too soon, so again, but we'll give him every chance. And similarly with Danny Guthrie, just felt a little muscle injury, but again, we'll assess that in the next couple of days. So certainly in respect of injuries, we've not got problems to seek. There's been a number of players missing, but it's like anything else. It happens up and down the country. You've got to get on with it, make the best of what you have available, and that's what we'll do. We're getting a home game at Brentford now. Good game, good team. And one we're looking forward to, and one we want to go and win. And to do that, as I say, we have to make sure we're at our best, playing as we have been, but being clinical in front of goal. We've created numerous chances. And at the other end, stop, to my mind, obviously, eradicating the individual mistakes that we've made that have led to some of the goals.
How's Derek Williams?
That one is, I would hope, to be a boost. He's trained all this week with the group, and I would hope that Derek will be available. So there's a little bit of light at the end of the tunnel with that one, which is good. Danny Graham's continued to train, which is another boost in that respect. Charlie Mulgrew, obviously, coming through his first 90 minutes at Aston Villa, and then being away with the Scotland squad, he's been able to train all week as well. Corey Evans is back from the Northern Ireland international duty, being able to train today. So that's all good signs as well. But again, we will be without several players, but there is a few boosts. Derek Williams being one. And as I say, it's a game that we're really looking forward to.
I'm sure when you saw Charlie Mulgrew called up, bearing in mind your roots, you're probably thinking, good, another good player in the squad. Maybe as Blackburn Rovers manager, you might have been thinking, I wish he was having a break.
To be fair, I mean, I spoke to Gordon. Gordon had rung me before, obviously. He spoke to Charlie and just asked, you know, what we felt as a club. And I told him that Charlie's a wonderful pro and Gordon knows him well. He knows that he's an outstanding player. And he felt that he could help the group in terms of, you know, being involved, although played the 90 minutes. I think Gordon was at our game at Aston Villa, actually. So there was no problem with that. I knew that Charlie would continue doing his training. Obviously, never played in the game. So therefore, obviously, the risk of injury was minimal. But he came back in good heart. Charlie's trained really well. And now, as we hope, as we get him fully fit and moving forward, I think he's got a big role to play at the football club.